Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones with Mike Adams.
When you wake up in the morning and the light is...
All right, welcome back, folks. Mike Adams here just hosting this five-minute segment, and then Robert Barnes will be in studio at 6 after with Alex Jones, and they're just setting that up right now, so I'm taking this segment, and thank you for continuing with me today. I just want to say it's astounding and it's amazing that InfoWars has its product line back in stock, because the logistics of sourcing raw materials right now, and I can say this perhaps more qualified than most because I'm in the industry, it is almost impossible to get the quantities that you want, to get the supplies that you want, and then to get manufacturing. I'm telling you right now, folks, there's a shortage on labels for bottle labeling. You wouldn't even believe it, but labels are back ordered, I don't know, 4 to 6 months right now in America just to put labels on a bottle. And then the bottles are in short supply, the bottle caps, spray nozzles, any kind of container that's used for nutritional supplements and personal care is very, very difficult to get right now. In fact, the capsules, certain types of capsules are extremely difficult to get right now, like veggie caps, for example, are just out of stock with one major supplier. So that's not just, it's not even available. So take advantage of this, because we don't know how the interruptions are going to kick in over time. Go to InfoWars store right now, get what you need now, and even stock up on it now, because these products are good for several years, and they've got it in stock. And the other issue that we're going to run into, by the way, and very few people have talked about this, is that the carriers, UPS and FedEx and USPS primarily, the carriers are going to face problems with diesel fuel and diesel engine oil. And I've covered this extensively, the shortage of diesel engine oil additives and how that may impact logistics and transportation later this year, as trucks, long-haul rigs, and also diesel trains are not going to have the ready supply of diesel engine oil that they need in order to do the oil changes every 25,000 miles in the case of highway rigs. So we're going to run into a lot of supply chain logistics that are going to affect your ability to get products. Now, I was just looking at the financials of Amazon last night. Amazon is contracting. Amazon is really imploding. And their cash flow is, for the first quarter ever, it's really, really crunched. And they are closing down warehouses. They are closing down their internal supply chain to some degree. I mean, they're still a massive company, but they're letting go of, I think, tens of millions of square feet of leasing and planned future construction. Amazon is imploding. InfoWars is growing. InfoWars has new supply. It's expanding. And this represents a shift. Fewer people are buying products from globalist companies like Amazon, although they're still massive. But people are deliberately choosing to support retail operations like InfoWars and other independent media operations like mine and others, because they want to support pro-America organizations. And that's another major reason to support InfoWars store. Now, Amazon, the effects are happening. Your efforts are working. Anything that you can buy elsewhere other than Amazon.com, do it. Can you buy products directly from manufacturers? Can you find another retailer that will sell it online that isn't a globalist organization? Anytime you can do that, make that choice, and that choice will have a big impact. Now, later this year, keep in mind, I already mentioned UPS, FedEx, and USPS may suffer logistics failures. Now, they move mostly by truck, but also in some cases by rail. But rail is being looted out in California, a lot of thefts off the railroad cars there. And the trucking industry is in an emergency now because of the AB5 law in California, where the independent contractors can't run there in California with their trucks. So we're going to see more disruptions, which means place orders for anything that you're getting, preparedness supplies, supplements, food, whatever. Place orders ahead of time and expect, have patience, expect to wait longer to get those products. And someday, you may not get them at all. Someday, UPS is going to announce probably quotas, like you can only ship a certain number of boxes per day per shipper. So those are my thoughts on the subject. Robert Barnes, live in studio with Alex Jones, coming up next after this one-minute break. Thank you for watching today. I'm Mike Adams. Take care.
The globalists are doing everything they can to destroy heterosexual relationships, to annihilate the family, to split up marriages. And if you look at the studies, the number one cause of marriages breaking up is the fact that the men cannot satisfy their women in the bedroom. It's that simple, ladies and gentlemen. And even if you're like me and hardly ever have a problem, I mean, all of us, one for another, do. That's just the truth. The liberals will make fun of that, but everybody knows it's true. But whether you rarely have any issues or have them on a regular basis, Instahard is the number one best-selling natural herbal supplement in the world when it comes to male enhancement because it really works. It also gives you a ton of energy. And you can find it at TheIronPatriot.com. That just takes you to their website, but then we get some of the credit as a sponsor. So go to TheIronPatriot.com today. Watch their informational videos, read the literature, and then get your Instahard in the mail today when seconds matter. Instahard.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are at an amazing moment. We are watching the deep state in full panic. The Supreme Court 3 weeks ago ruled that government agencies can't just make rulings outside of law and shut down all U.S. energy. Biden said he would counter it with executive action and announced executive orders yesterday that he would release this morning. He released a 52-page Climate President's Emergency Powers, the Climate President's Emergency Powers, that says all exports banned. Just, I mean, that alone is the most insane blockade against America I've ever heard of. That alone is so bombshell, I'm like dizzy. Then he says, no more oil exploration. Then he says, we're going to outlaw combustion engines. I showed this five times the last 2 hours. I mean, I can't even believe it myself. If you're listening on radio and you don't believe me, you shouldn't. You should go look at this for yourself. Got a link to it in the live show feed. And then it gets worse from there. This is a climate dictatorship, nothing to do with the climate. It's all about a power grab. Then he said at 12:45, 30 minutes ago, or 25 minutes ago, that they were going to have a speech this morning. They said it was canceled. Then, I guess they had to rewrite his announcement. Now they announced coming up in an hour he's going to give a speech. So they are disjointed, confused, running around like chickens with their heads cut off, trying to implement this globalist agenda. The constitutional lawyer, Robert Barnes, is here with us in studio to lay this out and so much more today coming up. But Barnes, your take on this?
Well, I don't think they can give Joe Biden enough brain force to recover from his dementia, so we'll see how he does in an hour. But what we have is what we talked about all the way back 2 years ago when all this started with the pandemic lockdowns and the emergency powers. It goes all the way back to the Weimar Constitution in Germany, goes back to what happened here in the United States and the trilogy of infamy of cases in the beginning of the 20th century. Emergency powers pose the greatest risk and the greatest threat to constitutional liberties and freedoms that can possibly exist in the last century plus, both in the United States and in Europe and around the globe. And we said if this Pandora's box is opened, they're going to keep going back and reopening it and reopening it and reopening it over and over and over again for whatever they want, for whatever power grab is their latest power grab. This climate emergency set of orders that he's talking about is patently unconstitutional. To give an example, this goes back to the U.S. Supreme Court has already said the CDC can't use its public health authority to regulate tenant-landlord relationships in local areas. And yet they're talking
about... Shows the CDC power grab. It's just they can't help it.
Exactly. And yet here they are going back, declaring that they can monitor what is in your car, what is in your home, how much you use your car. They're talking about using individual sync.
That's why they passed last year the law for tracking computers in all cars.
Exactly.
And it even says here, no investment allowed in fossil fuels by executive order, like we're a foreign country.
Precisely. And it also goes to, we talked about at the beginning when they started doing these sanctions against random people connected to Russia, that they would misuse and abuse that power, and they're doing that as well. They're citing sanctions power to say they can go after individuals, again, for things that have never passed legislation, never gone through the court process, never gone through. I mean, they're basically you're taking the way in which they have rigged other.
There's five pages on the Office of the President, and they list other agencies will ban investment in fossil fuel outside of law. I mean, what? Who's going to enforce that?
That's what happens when you allow these individual sanctions. So first they did it in the name of the pandemic, then they did it in the name of Ukraine, and in both contexts they were using it as testing grounds to see how much they could just universally and unilaterally assert power that deprives all of the rule of law, so that there's no court protection, no legislative process. Even though the U.S. Supreme Court just ruled in West Virginia versus EPA that on major questions, the executive branch does not have the power to make law.
That's right.
And that's exactly what they're doing here.
So this is a constitutional crisis.
Completely. I mean, this is, you add to what they're doing with trying to mandate abortions in violation of the Dobbs decision overturning Roe. You look at what New York and California are trying to do in terms of trying to effectively overturn the Second Amendment Supreme Court decisions by reinstating even harsher restrictions.
And the press secretary has said on all three issues of energy and abortion and guns, we're ignoring the Supreme Court.
Yes, they've been open. I mean, if they can't stack it, they'll scrap it. And that's what they're doing. They're effectively scrapping the U.S. Supreme Court.
And as you said yesterday, they've announced stacking plans.
Yes, and that's their contingent plan. If somehow the courts do in fact step in and stop this unconstitutional action by the Biden administration and by these other correlated agencies, then they are going to try to stack it and add four Supreme
Court. And by the way, as you know, this happened 15 years ago or so in Venezuela. The government wasn't going along with Hugo Chavez, so they just expanded the Supreme Court with their appointees.
It's one of the oldest games around, is you just change who's on the court. The last time this was threatened was FDR in the 1930s, and he got what he wanted. The court capitulated and went along with him just by his threat to stack the court. So, and partially the threat to stack the court is intended to intimidate the court.
Hasn't it backfired?
So far it has. I mean, what we saw from this Supreme Court at the end, there were a lot of decisions they could have stepped. It probably worked in part due also to the poor appointment of Barrett in the election context, but it didn't work in the religious context. It didn't work in the Second Amendment context. It didn't work in the vaccine and mandate for employee context.
It's very heartening. So does this mean the court is somewhat independent? Or
Justice Thomas is now the heart of the court. And another,
I admit that. He's the real Chief Justice.
Exactly. He's the guy who is the spiritual leader of the court. And as long as he is the spiritual leader of the court will go in the right direction a lot more often than not. And that's what we're seeing. We're seeing a robust, populist, independent.
And the left even admits that. They say impeach him. He's the leader.
Oh, yes. I mean, that's why they're, in fact, what are they doing? They're trying to use January 6th to go after Justice Thomas by going after his wife.
Which will only piss him off more.
Great, it did. I mean, if they would have studied his background, they would have understood there was no chance. You know, great documentary about him, great family history. Probably one of the few working class people to ever make it to the U.S. Supreme Court. Has, you know, old independent political roots.
That's right. Even average white people couldn't get in the court. He's a true grassroots guy.
Absolutely. I mean, the closest you could get is Hugo Black. At times had populist instincts, William Douglas at times, but as a whole, Vincent at times, but only a few. As a whole, the Supreme Court has been an elitist institution. Thomas has broken through it with the power of his intellect and the power of his character, and that is reflected in the very constitutionally oriented decisions he's made. And the reaction of the Democratic Party is rage and effective impotency, which they're trying to replace by just taking unilateral lawless action. And they're going to continue to. I mean, these January 6th cases are also part of that. So
I agree. We'll get to January 6th next segment and then the attacks on us that affect everybody. But tying this executive power grab that they're waffling on to the NDAA with H.R. 4350 that says he's a dictator and controls domestic operations, this to me shows desperation.
Oh, completely. And it's a sign that anybody running for Congress should be talking about if they're going to really drain the swamp. If they're going to really drain the swamp, no more special emergency powers given to the executive branch of the government. We need to scrap all of these. The emergency power should be limited, like some legislatures have done. Some legislatures have stepped up to the plate and radically reduced the scope and scale of emergency powers of their governors in the states that got so widely misused and abused in 2020. We need that at a federal
level. Emergency power brought Hitler to power.
Exactly. Absolutely. The Weimar Constitution had one fatal flaw. It's considered the greatest constitution in the history of continental Europe, and its great failure was it included an emergency exception within it. Our forefathers had the wisdom to include no emergency exception.
That's right. That's why they always say, shall not be abridged. But expanding on that, you understand as a well-known constitutional lawyer, the general public may not fully get it, that Emergency equals dictatorship. So anytime you're hearing we have emergency powers, you better look out.
Absolutely. It's always been a threat. It's always been a danger. Emergencies should have been limited to 72 hours max for things that are truly an emergency. And if even then, because the reality is you could always...
Well, they're using nuclear war stuff from World War, from the Cold War as the pretext for this.
That's exactly right. And so that they're using every like you go back to the trilogy of infamy, and what was it? They used public health. They used a foreign war, and the combination of those two justified taking away everything.
And now they're using climate and race war and economic collapse and disease.
Yeah, it's always going to be something disastrous, something dramatic, something impactful that will be the scary, fear-mongering tactic and technique to seize power. And that's all this is. And this is the biggest effort to seize power. AOC previewed this years ago when she was getting fake arrested yesterday. She previewed this when she talked about how we need to regulate everything in terms of the size of your home, how you paint your home.
And she blamed the Capitol Police, saying they're involved in January 6th.
Exactly. Blamed everybody except yourself and the Democratic Party that was institutionally behind what took place.
And they're fundamentally frauds, like doing fake arrests, fake migrant centers. I mean, these people just are fake. We'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. We are real.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
It what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The guests we have on is the people that are right over and over again. Not like MSM that's lying on purpose. We're telling the truth on purpose. Have about a 95% accuracy rate. That's why you're tuned in, why you're hopefully sharing the links and supporting your local affiliates that are picking this transmission up. They are the real heroes here. Barnes, I want to talk January 6th. And our listeners, when they hear that, they tune out. And I get it. You know it was a million people in D.C. Maybe 1,000 went to the Capitol. Maybe 100 pooped on Pelosi's desk or stole her beer. Why are we all terrorists from that? They're building their whole political takeover on that to outlaw questioning elections ahead of the next stolen election in 111 days. But talking about Trump, and as I predicted a few weeks ago, he would say, I'm going to run. He announced last week he's going to run. Roger Stone talked to him, had dinner with him. I talked to MGT, a bunch of others that met with him. I mean, I don't just make this stuff up. I said, in July, he'll say he's running. He did. The left spun that and said it was a false prediction. Well, he didn't say when he's running. Well, he said, I'm running 2024. So that's all happening right now, ladies and gentlemen. But the attorney general came out last night and said, I'm not going to indict Trump before the election. I was just saying to Barnes during the break, I see that as a feint. Like in a sword fight, you act like you're going this way, you go that way. Or a running back acts like he's going to the right, he goes to the left, or vice versa. Everybody knows what a juke is. And so Barnes said, exactly, they're going to have Fulton County do it. And that's the inside baseball out of Atlanta. And so the sooner he announces, the more it indemnifies him politically against that. I get he's got a bunch of campaign money he wants to spend now on other things, but I think Trump should announce sooner rather than later. What's your inside baseball, Robert Barnes?
So I don't think D.C. will indict Trump prior to the election, but I do believe that he is at high risk of being indicted by the Fulton County District Attorney. The Fulton County, that's Atlanta. The Fulton County DA is very politically ambitious, has been using this case, which has just been a nonsense case. I represented the president in Georgia during those election challenges. Nothing that happened was criminal. Nothing that happened that was illegal, at least by the Trump campaign. There might have been some illegal activities in Georgia. It just wasn't by Trump. So the Fulton County, which had a notorious set of problems, that's where the pipes magically broke and things of this nature. That's where ballots magically appeared. That's where people were caught on video pulling out ballots from underneath the table and counting them after the observers had gone. Where all of that took place, do you think the Fulton County DA is investigating any of that? No. Instead, the Fulton County DA is investigating Trump. And it's now escalated to the point where all of the Trump's electors, contingent electors, have now been put under criminal investigation. They received formal official notice, I know several of them, that they are now targets of the grand jury. Why have they suddenly become targets of the special grand jury? Because as their pleadings that they filed in court challenging these grand jury summonses and subpoenas fully detail, they said they were going to come forward and testify to give exculpatory evidence to prove Trump is innocent. So in order to punish them for producing honest evidence
of pressure.
Exactly. The DA came back and said, I hereby announce that you're now targets of the grand jury. And so that you're going to lock up a lot of just ordinary everyday people just because they were going to serve as Trump's electors in case Trump's election contest, which, by the way, the Georgia courts corruptly failed to ever hear. That election contest was supposed to be heard within 5 days by law. No Georgia court would hear it. They delayed it and delayed it and delayed it. magically until when? Right after January 6th. They did that deliberately. Once January 6th happened, that allowed the Georgia courts to escape responsibility and accountability, and that election contest was never heard by the Georgia courts. And now to cover up all of that judicial misconduct, all of that misconduct by government state officials in Georgia, including by the Secretary of State, Brad Ratberger, the DA in Fulton County in Atlanta, an overwhelmingly liberal Democratic jurisdiction, is misusing and abusing her prosecutorial and grand jury powers to go after Trump, and the fact that she's now made the electors potential targets proves that, in fact, she intends to indict Trump probably before the election is out as a way to boost, because this prosecutor is a known political ally of one Stacey Abrams, who wants to be the next governor of Georgia, whose political machine was instrumental in the various interesting ballots that came in during the 2020 election.
So what does Trump do?
I agree with you. Trump should announce sooner rather than later. I know there's a bunch of sort of nervous Nellies in Washington that think if Trump announces, that changes the script for 2022 and hurts the Republican Party.
No, it supercharges it.
Exactly. The base needs to turn out. Midterms are turnout elections. Right now, it is the Democratic base is completely demoralized. Young voters hate Joe Biden. Over 90% of them say he shouldn't run for re-election in 2024. That's young Democrats. The same is true for a lot of working class African American and Latino voters. Very disappointed in Joe Biden. Have no interest in voting. So all Republicans need to do is to make sure their base, their working class base, turns out to vote.
And Trump should come out and call for the impeachment of Biden. Even though the votes aren't there, the investigation will change the subject to Hunter Biden and Burisma, the crimes, the open borders, impeach him for open borders, impeach him for devaluation of the currency, impeach him for shutting down the energy sector, Keystone Pipeline, change the subject, go on offense, instead of just the Republican leadership just, oh, let Democrats mismanage things, then they'll vote for us. They'll steal the election again, you dumbasses.
No doubt. What Trump should do is Trump should get back on the aggressive, stay on the aggressive, not only declare his candidacy, make it clear. Also, that gives Trump a political edge.
They'll have trouble indicting him.
They'll have trouble indicting him. Not only that, it will also bring that when there is a wave of support of populist candidates in 2022, Trump can partially take credit for it by announcing his campaign and co-campaigning.
I agree. So who's his running mate?
My understanding is it's already decided. It's going to be DeSantis. DeSantis is not going to challenge or contest Trump, and Trump is quietly...
So that's huge. That's what I've heard. You have more context than I do. DeSantis is ready to get behind Trump.
Oh, yeah. In fact, he's already made that agreement. That agreement's already been made. So unless Trump
has... We'll spend more time on that. That's
sure. So, I mean, it's simple. DeSantis is a very politically savvy, smart guy. He knows that Trump can only run for one term, so this is a unique vice presidential.
He'll be president next.
Exactly.
Perfect.
He'd be president, and he would get two terms. A lot of vice presidents have difficulty getting two terms because their prior one served two terms consecutively. That's not going to happen here. So not only that, DeSantis will be given a lot of power and discretion over
because Trump's old and tired.
Exactly, particularly in domestic policy. Trump's strength is his great instinct.
He'll do international while DeSantis handles the country.
Exactly. And that's perfect. That's what he wanted Pence to do. Pence just betrayed him, as we're discovering in the Burks book and other books. But DeSantis is a much better person. It kills two birds with one stone. One is Trump needed to moot all this talk of DeSantis challenging him. Secondly...
Oh, this hasn't hit the news yet.
No, it isn't. It isn't public, but it will be by the time... It probably won't be fully public until the convention. But the agreement is already there behind the scenes for Trump and DeSantis to run on a ticket in 2024. And that's why all these people talking about DeSantis challenging him, totally false. That's totally fake news.
Beautiful.
The only way anything like that happens is if Trump has a health problem or something else.
Well, I'm beside myself happy right now.
Well, not only that, DeSantis is also insurance. Right now, the only reason why Trump hasn't announced this ticket is while DeSantis is out there, he's also indictment insurance for Trump because Democrats are as scared.
He would win too,
of Trump. So they're like, well, if we take out Trump, we're stuck with DeSantis, and maybe we get doubly whacked. So it provides perfect cover. Ultimately, they'll run.
He's got to make sure they're never on the same airplane together.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Don't take an LBJ special trip to Dallas, Texas in November. You might be okay.
Well, we got to put that up front. Let's talk more about this. I know you got all the big inside connections. I've got them too, but I don't even try to work them, but I know you talked to them all. This is huge. A Trump DeSantis run 2024. When do they announce? Robert Barnes is here with us right now. Infowars.com tomorrow's news today.
If you're like myself and so many other people on this planet, especially as you get older, you gain weight, even if you eat a lot less. But I got to tell you, InfoWars is only about bringing you amazing products that really work. So we looked at the supplement market that we fund a lot of our operations with, and we said, what are the best-selling, natural, healthy, anti-fat weight loss products that are out there? We went and looked at the top 10, and they all had the same ingredients in common that is in this product. But with our new product from X7, Diet Force, we got the very best concentrates of these known natural essences that just do amazing things for your body. And so I've lost almost 40 pounds. I'm still a little bit overweight in the last 3 months, and I've been doing it using Diet Force and also exercise. Well, now Diet Force is exclusively available right now at InfoWarsStore.com, 40% off. InfoWarsStore.com, Diet Force. You need to take this product. It really works.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product, has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hey y'all, Jeff Foxworthy here. Now, if you've ever found yourself repeating the same thing over and over for 75 years, you might be Smokey Bear.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
That's why I'm filling in for Smokey to switch things up, because there's a lot more to say. And I should know, because my grandfather was a firefighter. And one of the things he taught me is that the people that love the outdoors the most are often the ones accidentally starting wildfires, which means always BYOB. No, bring your own bucket to the campfire. And be extra careful with things like burning yard trimmings. Don't just walk away, or chances are you might be starting a wildfire. So for the love of the outdoors, go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Live from Austin, Texas, it's Alex Jones.
A DeSantis, Trump, and Trump DeSantis ticket would drive the globalist into fits of rage. And Robert Barnes has a lot of inside sources. He told me the sources are right there at the top. And months ago, I'd already heard rumblings of this, but I didn't ask Barnes about it. The decision has been made for tactical reasons or for tactical flexibility, as Roger Stone says, it might change. But right now, Trump and DeSantis are planning to run. Trump said last week, as we told you weeks before, he's going to run. The announcement hasn't been made yet, but he says he is running. So that's another prediction we made that is accurate. Robert Barnes, flesh this out. Take some time without giving out your sources what's about to happen.
Sure. So the agreement's already there for 2024 to be a Trump-DeSantis ticket. DeSantis knows that Trump can only serve one term, so that he would be in a position to have two terms himself come 2028. It perfectly aligns for what DeSantis wants to achieve. It also aligns with what Trump wants to achieve. The second aspect of this Trump-DeSantis ticket would be how they govern, that DeSantis would be given a lot of authority over domestic issues and domestic aspects, because that isn't where Trump's focus is. Trump's focus is on international relations, of defeating globalists and globalism, of restoring peace and prosperity around the world and at home, and that is where his instincts and skill set excel. It's the one place where DeSantis is frankly kind of weak and unknown at this point. So it perfectly aligns with both of their institutional interests, their individual interests, their political interests, their ideological interests, and so that agreement is already there. It won't be announced until much later, and the reason for that is DeSantis is indictment insurance for Trump, because Democrats are terrified of a DeSantis candidacy as much as they are terrified of a Trump candidacy. And consequently, they know if they can't take out DeSantis, then they're not going to try to take out Trump at a federal indictment level. And that's the real reason they're not going to indict Trump federally. That won't stop Trump from having to face the Fulton County DA and that politically ambitious individual who wants to influence the 2022 election to help swing it to Stacey Abrams and her political machine in Georgia. But it will provide insurance for Trump going forward to 2024. And a Trump DeSantis 2024 ticket is, by all of the polling that I have seen, unbeatable at this point, and is likely to be unbeatable come November of 2024.
So should Trump declare sooner rather than later? And then what are the wild cards we've got to watch out for?
So I think Trump should wait to declare anything about DeSantis until the 2024 campaign, officially and formally. But you'll see signs for this, and they're doing joint events. You'll see more and more of these joint events just sort of magically, accidentally pop up. So you'll see that there is sort of a natural symbiosis between them, a natural affinity between them on the stage that's real, that was never there for Mike Pence, that you'll see that this is legit, this is honest, this is a true team effort. But you won't see a formalized announcement. But what Trump should do in terms of his own individual campaign announcement is announce it sooner rather than later. Maybe announce it right after Labor Day, fully announce he's going to be running, he's going to be campaigning for the presidency in 2024. Put maximum pressure on them not to indict him anywhere, or it will look like it's a politically motivated indictment. And help get the benefit by generating maximum turnout of the working class Republican base that will help a lot of populists like J.D. Vance and Blake Masters and Eric Greitens and Joe Kent and others get elected to the House and Senate in 2022, so that there's a real populist base when he gets elected in 2024 to translate that into real policy come 2025.
What about the sword of Damocles, election fraud? They're trying new lockdowns. I covered it last hour. They're getting ready for more mail-in ballots. How do we deal with something like that?
Two things. One is the court of public opinion is still critical, but there's already been meaningful legislative reforms passed in Arizona, meaningful legislative reforms passed in Georgia. Florida's already a great state for election integrity laws.
Wisconsin, of all places.
Wisconsin, because of the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Wisconsin, they won't be able to repeat what they did in 2020 and 2022. The states to watch out for are going to be Pennsylvania, going to be Michigan. You look at Michigan, they've kicked a bunch of candidates off the ballot for governor. They've indicted another candidate for governor on bogus January 6 charges that are meant to prevent him from being able to defeat Whitmer. Remember, Whitmer's the one that they conjured up that entire entrapment plot. Don't have to take my word for it. That was what a jury of 12 people concluded.
And the same FBI team that staged that staged January 6.
Exactly. Not only that, the FBI man in charge in Detroit of that inquiry and investigation, after they pulled that off in late October to influence the Michigan election in favor of not only Whitmer's public opinion, but for Biden against Trump, was then immediately transferred to where? The District of Columbia. So that's not a coincidence. You can see the, as Darren Beatty of Revolver News and Julie Kelly at American Greatness have both detailed, there's extraordinary overlap in the template.
Oh, there is. We know what happened. So let me ask you this. We're going to break out some really big news dealing with the courts. Next segment, people need to hear the big announcement. They're losing. They're falling apart. I don't want to be overconfident, like the wolf says in you know that famous film dealing with Pulp Fiction and the whole mafia. Let's not start sucking each other's ding dongs yet. How do you see them countering that? And how does the whole January 6th thing tie into that and the Bannon trial and all of it?
I think what you're going to see is a threefold attack. One is you're going to have to worry about emergency powers being used and asserted on some pretext. And the Biden administration, as Julie Kelly has detailed on Tucker and elsewhere, wants to actually federalize the elections using the emergency powers under the executive branch as well. So that what they're doing with climate power is simply going to be a template for what they're going to
do. It's all desperate flailing, though.
Absolutely. Completely. You're going to have desperate emergency actions declared, desperate actions involving misuse and abuse of the judicial process, the courts, and their
power. But that's not power, that's flailing.
That is flailing. But you're going to have to watch out for it. I mean, you're going to have to stay hyper alert because the risk of a false flag event, the risk of some staged event, the risk of some over-dramatized event meant to give the basis to emergency power so that they can try to rig the election outcome is going to be off the charts come November.
I agree. As they get more desperate in the next 111 days.
No doubt. In fact, I mean, I'm sure they would like to put actual soldiers on the ground, feet on the ground in Ukraine to help create a
distraction. Oh, yeah, the Pentagon's saying they're like going to war with Russia.
And they would like
to. So that's the real threat, is war with Russia.
Yeah, try to provoke Russia to do something that could justify, in the minds of the West, putting U.S. troops on the ground in Ukraine to distract everybody from all the other conversations and topics.
How do we know Putin's not working with Biden, who he owns and controls? I mean, Putin's making record money off oil. The ruble's way up. I mean, Biden's helping Putin.
Biden's a very he is. But the globalists all thought they were going to beat him. George Soros and Putin have been waging war against each other really for 30 years, publicly for.
Now that's a real war for sure.
Yeah, and so they really.
So why would Biden do policies that help Putin? They're just that.
They just gambled wrong. They really believed that if they printed the money, they had the power. If they controlled the financial system.
But Putin said, I got the resources.
Exactly. He said, you need food.
People need that. Now they're just buying it from him.
In fact, that was his premise in 1997. Wrote that. We talked about it before, that little essay he wrote when he was an economics grad student in between jobs before he was prime minister, where he said, real power is food and fuel, not just a little dollar.
That's why he said, we're about energy and food.
Yes. And it worked. I mean, his whole premise was...
Well, yeah, money's fake. Energy and food's real.
Exactly, but that's what Biden didn't know. That's what George Soros didn't know. That's what all the globalists didn't know. They had convinced themselves of their own...
Now, everybody's buying Russian oil, including the U.S., fenced through India, and Biden's announcing our oil's cut off.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, it's domestic insanity on the part of the Biden administration, and because they're stuck. They're stuck, and so they lost at the Supreme Court.
They have a leftist instinct to hurt Americans, even though if they just get behind us, we might have marched to war with them, which I wouldn't want to do. If they'd just pat us on the head, but they hate us so much, they can't even energize their own base to fight a foreign enemy. Exactly. They're idiots.
Completely. And the incompetency is there. You know, it's what happens when you have six generations of intellectual incest. And that's basically what we have with the intellectual elite. We have, like, the end of the Egyptian Empire, the end of the Habsburg Empire. We've got multiple generations of people who are intellectually incapable of making good decisions. The only thing they're capable of is making dangerous decisions.
That's right. All these ass-kissers under them.
Oh, completely. Subordinates, people that have no clue. I mean, you go to the Ivy League today, these are not people you would pick.
They're not thinking about the policy or the issue, just how to kiss ass.
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And what's the latest? What's the next day? What's the day after that? They're not thinking long term. They don't have strategic skill sets. They don't understand the real world. They don't understand real economics. They don't understand real power. So all that does me is make them dangerous, but it doesn't make them capable of making decisions that are actually in their own long
term. No, I agree. And that's even more dangerous than competent people. All right, we're going to come back and hit stuff that, folks, you want to talk about end of America? We have got stuff that is the worst thing in our 250-year history straight ahead. This has got to be exposed. Stay with us.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at vantagepointsoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of Vantage Point. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. Simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Dictatorial power grab, but they already put a new press release out 10 minutes ago, I've got here, saying, oh, he's not going to announce the emergency yet because he knows everybody's going to challenge it. So they already announced it in this document, but now they're not going to do it. We'll cover it more next hour. Robert Barnes is here with us. You just saw those images of him in front of garbage.
Yeah, it's a sign of bad visual imagery, by the way. I mean, I get the idea that they want to say...
No, they're setting him up.
Oh, yeah. I mean, and that'll be the question. That'll be the real thing to watch for. If the deep state is serious about trying to fix its problems, replacing Biden is part of it. It's just Harris is not a viable one. And the favored deep state candidate within the cabinet is actually Pete Buttigieg, or Buttigieg, or however you pronounce his name. So the... he was always the deep state favorite, and even more so than Harris. Harris was originally picked, and they shifted to him. So if you see some movement to take Harris out and replace Harris with Buttigieg, then Biden will be DOA politically very soon thereafter. That's what all the talk, and I agree with you what you mentioned earlier, Trump should continue to highlight the Biden corruption scandals. Not only call for a House investigation and impeachment of Biden, but also call for a special counsel's appointment. You know, that's what they did to Trump. Well, just return the favor. There needs to be an independent special counsel to investigate.
But Republicans won't change the subject. They just sit there and let the Democrats create the narrative.
Yes. And
why do they do that?
That's because so many of them don't want. I mean, we're still going to have the most populist Congress ever come 2023, but it will not be a majority of the Congress. And that's because people like Kevin McCarthy has gone around trying to basically remove or defeat populist candidates for the House and the Senate. Now, they failed in trying to take out J.D. Vance. They're failing in trying to take out Blake Masters. They're failing in trying to take out Joe Kent. They failed in their efforts against Lauren Boebert. They failed in their efforts against Paul Gosar. They failed in their efforts against Marjorie Taylor Greene. But it worked against only one, Madison Cawthorn. So all the rest they lost against. But they don't want a populist Congress. Kevin McCarthy is part of the old Paul Ryan political establishment.
That's right. They're part of the elites. Yeah. All right, let's hit this big story. We'll cover it more in the coming days. This story is exclusively at InfoWars.com. You need to send it out to everyone you know. I'm going to send it to Tucker Carlson and Joe Rogan today and so many others, because this attack is an attack on you. It's a very short press release with links to the documents at InfoWars.com. Now listen to this. And we have the actual ruling. Hold on to your horses. Legal bombshell. Leftist judges in Connecticut and Texas rule Alex Jones may not discuss the First Amendment, say he is innocent, or claim the court case is rigged, though they do it by their own action. It's a legal press release from InfoWars and Alex Jones breaks down how unprecedented moves by judges remove fundamental fairness and assure a constitutional right to due process. Effectively, the judges have ruled that Alex Jones is guilty before proven guilty and will instruct the jury to determine just how guilty he is. An unprecedented assault on due process, the rule of law, both Texas and Connecticut judges have ruled that Alex Jones may not discuss the First Amendment, defend his innocence, or point out rigged elements of the upcoming Sandy Hook defamation cases against him. Here is a limited breakdown of just some of the most egregious constitutional violations of due process of the First Amendment, as explained by third-party legal advisors. And then we have links directly to the documents. We have been denied our fundamental constitutional due process right to present a defense in Texas and Connecticut. Both Judge Guerra Gamble, Democrat Texas, and Judge Barbara Bellis have stripped you of your First Amendment rights for allegedly failing to provide enough discovery. Neither judge can deny that you responded to discovery. They just ruled that it's insufficient. The effect of these rulings, incredibly, is you have been found guilty by two judges who've never even held trials or heard any evidence. Additionally, since finding you guilty without listening to your evidence, Judge Guerra Gamble has repeatedly sanctioned you over millions of dollars monetarily for exactly the same thing she has already sanctioned you for, declaring you guilty. And it continues. The advisor stated, Judge Guerra Gamble has largely agreed that Alex Jones' lawyers should be gagged during the Alex Jones trial from... I'm going to show you the document in a moment. This is from the document. References claiming the protection of the First Amendment. That's banning the First Amendment this judge has done. The judgment of this court has found that defendants liable for defamation and the IEED, as such, their speech was accountable as a matter of law, meaning the First Amendment did not protect their conduct. Thus, the First Amendment is irrelevant to any issue to be decided by the jury. So she finds me guilty, not a jury, and says you can't mention this. References claiming First Amendment protection or right to free speech will be prejudiced the jury by falsely implying that the jury is tasked with validating the right. Number two, arguing the trial is in any way unfair or unjust. Don't say, it gets worse, I can't say I'm innocent. Imagine you're in a trial, can't say you're innocent. References implying the trial is unfair or unjust. Given recent statements by Mr. Jones in deposition and to show plaintiffs anticipate Mr. Jones on his attorneys will argue variations of the following. The trial is unfair, unjust, rigged, or stacked deck, a show trial, a kangaroo court, or other similar expressions. The court acted improperly in granting a default, or plaintiffs acted improperly in moving for a default. They told my lawyers Friday. You will not mention he's even paid millions in fines. You will not mention that he's already been found guilty. Man, talk about keeping the jury in a slave box. Mr. Jones has denied his constitutional right by jury. I've been denied that. We're barred from telling him that in a hearing where we're already guilty. And he says references are irrelevant, presidential, and the court should prohibit such statements in front of the jury. The judge put this in as an order, arguing his innocence. You cannot at trial argue your innocence, the basis of America. But even in North Korea, you can say that. You will not say you're innocent. I mean, I can't even make this up. Finally, the corporate representatives reviewed numerous unproduced documents relating to the net worth. They just said, where's this document? It didn't exist. Despite multiple requests by the plaintiffs, defendants refused to produce the documents. For all these reasons, defendants should be precluded from offering evidence or argument. Wow. And it goes on from there. I can't talk about the First Amendment. I can't say I'm innocent. And I can't say that's a fraud. Robert Barnes.
It's a trial that is a joke and has made a joke of the American justice system. It is the justice system that is on trial in the Alex Jones case is not Alex Jones. Because the justice system and the verdict so far is in, and it's guilty as to the justice system. Complete denial of the right of First Amendment freedom of expression. Complete denial of the First Amendment right of the freedom of the press. Complete denial of your Second Amendment self-defense rights. And in this case, First Amendment speaking about Second Amendment is what this whole case is about. They want to suppress and censor any information that questions and challenges any event that doesn't blame a gun for a shooting. If it blames the person. In fact,
in U.S. history, has this ever happened?
There is no parallel to this kind of case. The closest,
this would make Kim Jong-un blush.
Oh, completely. I mean, even Stalin would feel embarrassed by this. Castro would feel embarrassed by this because it makes a complete and utter mockery of what makes America great, which is the rule of law and trial by jury. And trial by jury means trial by jury.
So we're having a jury trial. You're guilty. You can't say we already said you're guilty. You have no defenses. You can't say you're innocent.
Exactly. Not only that, you have to pretend that the plaintiff's injuries don't come from the shooter. Because what the other thing...
Yeah, they say that. They say it's not Adam Lanza, it's you.
Exactly. The lawyers are not even allowed to point out that the mental anguish of the plaintiffs might have something to do with the death of their children from the shooting.
And by the way, crew, I had the print-offs here. They're not here. Can you go to the actual article on InfoWars.com and just click on the exhibits? We have the court ruling. I mean, I was telling a bunch of famous talk show hosts about this and people, and they're all on it now. They didn't believe me until I sent it to them. So can we show the article? We have exhibits and the link. They actually said, well, those quotes are them, not me.
Yeah, it's insane. It goes further.
The article's on InfoWars.com, guys.
I mean, and people will be able to find out next week. But let's see what the judge does. But right now, the judge has made clear that because the first Sandy Hook trial starts next week, another one after that, another one in September. And you look at what they're talking about doing is also prohibiting any mention. Because this is now just a damages trial, but you're not allowed to even present evidence as to what the damages actually are or are not. Because
let me just do this. They're not going to have it, or for whatever reason, they're not linking to it in the article. Guys, reprint me the two court orders. Because we have screenshots of it, but I want you guys to click in the article to the court order, okay?
Because what you're going to find...
There it is. Look at that. I mean, we're not making this up. It says no First Amendment. You can't say you're innocent. I mean, if I was an axe murderer, I could say I was innocent.
Well,
these people are completely out of their minds.
And this is compounding everything that's been taking place. Because you've already been denied your right to bring a motion...
Hold on. Let's talk about it when we come back. I mean, this is insane.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that? But the common person can. So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCN Tax Cut.
GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.